Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I serve as your modern-day Shulamite woman as the owner and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And on tonight, I'm so blessed to welcome you all once again to Victors of Valor for this Friday, November the 12th, 2021. And now, my brothers and sisters, here is your anointed host and facilitator, my brother and my friend, Pastor Eric Ware. Amen.
I'm Pastor Eric Ware, and this is Victors of Valor on the Spirit Alive Network. And tonight, God has been dealing with me. He says, it is time to elevate your mind. God is saying in this season, I want you to evaluate, alleviate, and elevate your mind.
Yes.
Sometimes in life you go through some difficult changes, and it seems like these changes are going to break you. And sometimes you feel like you don't have the energy to respond. Sometimes you feel like you're in. Seems like the more you try, the more you fail. Sometimes it seems like nothing is happening for you. Sometimes the difficulty is still there. Seems like the trouble won't go away. Look like it keeps staring you in the face.
Yes.
But I stopped by to tell you today and this evening, even through all of this, you must elevate your mind. It may seem difficult. It may seem like it's not going to happen. It may seem like it's over. But you got to elevate your mind. Now say evaluate, elevate, and alleviate. Evaluate means making judgment that most likely results from some degree of analyzing. Alleviate means make suffering, deficiency, or a problem less severe. It means to reduce, ease, and relieve. Elevate means to improve the position and status of.
Yeah.
It means raise or lift something up to a higher position.
Yeah.
Here are four steps that will help you elevate your mind. Step number one is identify the problem. In other words, identify what got you down. Identify the situation. Identify the circumstance. And begin to elevate your mind above it. Step number two, reframe your reality. In other words, begin to change your mental mindset of what you see. Because sometimes in reality, it looks like things ain't going to change. It looks like it's not going to come to pass. It seems impossible.
Yes.
But you have to elevate your mind above what you see and have faith and say, peace, be still, and watch God move. Step number three, retrain your brain. In other words, replace negative thoughts with more positive ones. Step number four, interrupt and replace. In other words, break some bad habits. Sometimes we say negative things out of our mouth. When things start going wrong and it interrupts our life. It prevents us from getting the results in life that God wants us to have. So we must interrupt the negative and replace it with the positive.
All right.
In other words, change how you think.
Mm-hmm.
You have to interrupt the problem, interrupt the circumstance, mm-hmm. interrupt the situation,
yes,
and speak out of your mouth and replace it with the word of God. I'm more
on,
than
Pastor.
A conqueror. I can
mm-hmm.
do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am
right,
the head and not the tail.
Yes.
Come on.
Above and not beneath. A
mm-hmm.
lender and not a borrower.
Not a borrower.
I
Come
shall
on.
Live and not die.
Yes. Hallelujah.
This is the season that God is telling us to do. He's telling us to elevate, evaluate, and alleviate in our mind what we've been dealing with. Tonight we're going to talk about Jesus and the disciples on the ship and how the storm came and how Jesus evaluated the situation, elevated his mind, and alleviated the storm. We're going to start at Mark chapter 4. We're going to go from verse 35 through 31. Mark chapter 4. Verse 35 through 41. I'm going to read verse 35 and 36. 35 says, "And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Verse 36 says, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships." Here is Jesus. He had just got through teaching and preaching. And now he tells his disciples, let us pass over to the other side, because he is now tired from his labor.
Mm-hmm.
And after they cross over, and after they sent away the multitude, they begin to run into a situation. They begin to run into a circumstance. Verse 37 says, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full." In other words, there was some difficulties that took place. There were some problems that occurred. Things got hectic. How many have been there before?
Yeah.
The situation looked impossible. It looked like it was over. The winds were blowing. The storms were raging. And all hell was breaking loose. And there were other little ships with him. They were going through the same thing. They were going through the same situation. They were going through the same circumstance. They were going through the same turbulence. They were going through the same turmoil. They were going through the same storm. But one thing the little ships didn't have, they didn't have Dr. Jesus on board. And when you have Dr. Jesus on board your ship, you can speak to that situation and say, peace, be still.
Hallelujah.
You can speak to that circumstance and say, peace, be still.
Yeah.
You can speak to that problem and say, peace, be still. And in the name of Jesus, that situation has got to turn around.
Yeah.
That circumstance has got to turn around. That problem has got to turn around, because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is authority in that name. There is healing in that name. There is deliverance in that name. And in that name, we have the victory. And as long as Dr. Jesus is on the ship, you cannot lose. You will not lose.
Right.
And you will survive through the storm.
Yes.
Now look at your neighbor and say, evaluate, alleviate, and elevate. Verse 38 says,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Verse 38 says, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Perish means to die, especially in a violent or untimely manner. In other words, they were saying, carest thou not that we die in this condition? Carest thou not that we die in this circumstance? Carest thou not that we die in this situation? Carest thou not that we die violently in this storm? It looked like it was over. It looked like it was finished. But look at what is getting ready to happen. Jesus is getting ready to turn it around.
Yes.
Jesus is saying, I'm getting ready to turn some things around in your favor.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting ready to open some doors in your favor. Verse 39 says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Rebuke means to criticize or reprove sharply. It means to reprimand. Reprove means to scold. Scold means to reprimand harshly.
Yeah.
Harshly means producing an unpleasant response. It means irritating.
Yeah.
In other words, he spoke to the wind in an unpleasant response. He scolded the wind. He reproved the wind. He was stern with the wind. And the wind and sea obeyed him. In other words, Jesus evaluated the situation. He evaluated the circumstance. He elevated his mind with power, elevated his mind with authority. And he said, peace be still. And he alleviated the storm. Verse 40 says, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? In other words, he was saying, what are you running for? What are you scared of? This is what God, Jesus, is saying to us. What are you running for? What are you scared of? I gave you power. I gave you authority.
Yes.
Open up your mouth.
Yes.
Speak to the situation. Speak to the storm. Tell the situation, peace be still.
Yes.
Tell the circumstance, peace be still. Tell the illness that you're dealing with, peace be still. Tell the marriage that you may, that may be disrupted, peace be still.
Yes.
He said, open your mouth and begin to speak and say, peace be still. Elevate your mind. God is saying, in this hour, I want you to elevate your mind. He said, in other words, what are you running for? What are you scared of? I have given you the same authority. I have given you the same power to speak to this situation, to speak to this circumstance, and command it to turn around. In other words, you couldn't open up your mouth by faith and command the wind and the storm to cease. God has said, open up your mouth by faith and command whatever it is that you're dealing with, the situation, your circumstance, command it by faith and say, peace, be still. And when you do, he's going to show up and he's going to show out and he's going to cause the storm to cease. Verse 41 says, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seed obey him. Now here is the disciples. They are going through a difficult situation. How many have been there?
Yes.
They are going through a difficult circumstance. They are in a dilemma. Dilemma means a situation in which a difficult choice has to be made. They had a choice to live or die because they were in a storm. This storm was raging. This storm was furious. This storm looked like it was going to take them out. How many been there?
Yeah.
Their back was against the wall. It looked like it was over. How many been there before for them? It looked like it was finished.
Yeah.
It looked like they were going to perish. I know I've been there. How many felt like sometimes they were going to perish?
Yeah.
Looked like they were going to die. But one thing the disciples had, they had Jesus on the ship, and all they stuck him after a while, after the storm was raging, after the winds were blowing, after it looked like it was over, after it looked like it was finished, after it looked like they were going to die. That's when Jesus showed up. God is saying, I'm getting ready to show up. I'm getting ready to show out in the middle of your situation, in the middle of your circumstance. See, Dr. Jesus was on the ship, and he showed up, and he showed out in the middle of their situation, in the middle of their circumstance, in the middle of the storm, and he evaluated the situation. He elevated his mind, and he said, peace be still. And he alleviated the storm. God is saying it's time for you to evaluate, alleviate, and elevate your mind. Even though the storms of life may be blowing, he said elevate your mind. Even though the storms of the troubles of life may be blowing and the winds may be trying to toss you to and fro, look like the answer is not going to show up. Seem like you've been praying. Seem like you've been fasting. Seem like you've been holding on. The situation seems like it's not changing. God is saying, elevate your mind. Stretch out by faith. Begin to speak to the storm. Begin to say, peace, be still. He said, I gave you power of life and death in your tongue. And whatever you say out of your mouth is what you're going to have. He said, now elevate your mind. Just like I elevated my mind above the storm. The storm looked like it was going to take my disciples out. The storm was raging. The winds were blowing. The ship was getting filled with water. Death was all around us. But I elevated my mind. I spoke to the situation. I spoke to the circumstance. And I said, peace be still. God has said, open up your mouth in this hour. Elevate your mind. Speak out of your mouth and say, peace be still. Peace in my marriage. Peace in my home. Peace in my healing. Peace, 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 peace. God said, elevate your mind. Speak out of your mouth and say, peace be still. And he said, I'm going to give you the victory. Clap your hands wherever you are and give God praise for the victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
he said,
you, Lord.
You may be going through a difficult situation. He said, but elevate your mind. He said, it may look bad right now. He said, but elevate your mind. He said, it may look ugly right now in the middle of your face. He said, but elevate your mind. You may be in a dilemma. He said, but elevate your mind. He said, it may look impossible.
In the name of Jesus.
In other words, it may look like it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It may look like it's not going to turn around. He said, but I need you in this hour. No matter how it looks, no matter how it feels, no matter how your back is against the wall, he said, take it to another level and elevate your mind. Speak out of your mouth by
Lord.
Faith. And he said, watch and see, don't I turn it around. He said, the winds may be blowing. the troubles may exist. He said, but they're not going to conquer you. He said, I have given you the victory. Elevate
yes,
your mind.
Jesus.
Speak out of your mouth
yes.
what you want to happen. God is saying, I'm going to turn it around.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to turn it around. He said, say, peace be still in your situation. Peace be still in your circumstance. Peace be still in your home. Peace be still
yes.
in your marriage. And peace
yeah.
be still in your health.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. God has said, I want you to elevate your mind in the season.
Yeah.
Arise
Hallelujah.
What you're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm going to give you the victory.
Yeah.
All
yes.
right. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You may be dealing with something right now, but God is
mm-hmm.
saying it ain't over until I say that it's over. I got
Come
the
on.
Last thing, so I'm Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning
yeah.
and I am the end. If I promised it to you, I'm going to bring it to you.
Yes, sir.
Now stretch out by faith and believe me and receive it that is already
yes,
done.
Yes, Lord.
Declare it
Hallelujah.
And decree it out of your mouth that it is done. Come on, clap
yes,
your hands and give God some more praise while I stretch you up. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Anybody
Thank
out
you,
there
Lord.
Listening right now that feel like giving up, this is not the time to throw in the
Come
towel.
On.
This is not the time to give up. This is the time to stretch your hand by faith, open up your mouth, and believe God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he said, I am the God of the impossible.
Yes.
I can
yes,
do the
is.
Impossible. I am
yes,
a God
sir.
That heals. I am a God that set free.
Yes.
I am a God that delivers.
Yes.
He said, whatever you're dealing with, I can bring you out of it. Because
That's
I
right.
got the last say so. Elevate your mind. Ooh,
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. To God
Thank
be the glory.
Hallelujah. We just,
yes.
ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ha! Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a rhema word. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Elevate your mind. Do you know each and every day here at the Spirit Alive Network, that's exactly what we ask you to do, because our calling scripture is, and be not, Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, especially verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, by elevating your mind, hallelujah, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes.
Saints of God, if you are in this studio tonight and you have a praise report or a testimony, you just want to bless the man of God and say, man of God, hallelujah, the word bless me. If you are in the studio, you may now press your one on your telephones, and that will alert me that you would like to come on in the room with a word of praise. If you are listening to us in either of the three chat rooms or via Skype, you can now type your question or comments, or you can also call right, come on into the studio at 714-364-4337 and make your praise known. So while Bishop is scrolling, looking for people, because there's a lot of people in here tonight, I just want to say, Pastor, thank you for that wonderful word. And I am so glad that you brought out something that a lot of preachers do not bring out when they preach this passage of scripture. And what I really liked is that you brought mention to the votes. See, that's the part I like about this passage of scripture the best. Because, see, now, the disciples were in the boat with Jesus. But those other little boats that did not have Jesus was looking on. So see, thanks to God, when we elevate our minds, we liberate others to elevate their minds. When we, hallelujah, stand in faith and already declare the victory, we have the power to bless others to release that fear. Release that doubt. Step out on their faith. Hallelujah. Get that second win. Because sometimes, saints of God, we got to do Her and they, you know, sometimes we got to hold each other's arms up to the Lord.
Yeah.
We get tired. We get weary.
Yeah.
But we always, my brother, I heard my brother say, we always got to remember who's in the boat with us.
Yes, hallelujah.
And I often tell people, no matter what we're going through, hear me and hear me clearly, no matter what we are going through, no matter what storm faces us, no matter what trial and tribulation that stares us down, nothing that we go through can compare to the passion that our Savior went through on that cross.
Yes.
Now he who gave up his life for our sin is asking us to elevate our minds. Christians, we need to truly begin to operate as if we know the God we serve.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know that we know that we know that we know that we know. And we have to be able to say, you know what, God? I trust and believe you because I know you in this boat with me. And Jesus, even if you don't fix it, I know you still can. Because if you don't fix it, God, I know you're going to equip me to go through it.
Yes.
There is not a place that cannot be reached by God's grace. God is not going to take you through to nothing that he can't see you through.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're elevated, one of the quickest ways to elevate our mind is to find out and know who God is.
Yes.
His character, his attributes. See, even when we're not faithful, he is faithful.
Hey,
even when we fall short, he can't fall short because he never fails.
Yes.
Even when we get wishy-washy, our God is steadfast, immovable. Okay. So we just need to know and understand that we serve a God of the impossible. All things are possible with God. And I just want to ask, we have another member of the Spirit Alive team in the house with us on tonight. She is the anointed, very anointed host of Walking in Virtue, our very own Pastor Dorcel Ware. Come on in, honey. Look, tag, you're it. Come on in the room, honey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was in the boat, but he wasn't in the other boat. But God still made the storm cease. That we're going through, even me and Pastor, right now, what we're going through, it can be a small storm, but we know God is riding in it with us. Hallelujah. Because we have the faith to believe that God is a changer. He changes things. Glory to God. He's changing things.
Come on, saints. Come on, saints. Let's praise him. Let's praise him.
Glory to the Lord of God.
Let's praise him up in here.
Jesus. He's changing things right now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Even in hallelujah. And he's elevating your mind. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Keep your mind stay on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Not the situation, but keep your mind stay on him.
Come on.
Glory to God. The transformation that we ask God for in our minds and in situations that me and Pastor are in right now.
Come on.
We asking God by Monday that things is changed. Hey,
come on. And it shall be done.
Hallelujah. That's a
Thank you, Jesus.
And we have to, me and Pastor have to elevate our mind, elevate what we say. It comes
take
out
it
of
to
our mouth.
Another
believe
level.
It,
yes.
Yes. Believe in faith that God is going to do just what he promised.
Bless the Lord.
Glory to
bless
God.
The
we
Lord.
Go through things daily. People on this line go through things daily. Hallelujah. But when you trust in the great almighty King, the holy God, he's holy. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
He's holy. We have to trust
yes,
him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To take
Hallelujah.
Us through these trying times. Take us through this
yes,
pandemic.
Yes,
take us through
yes.
whatever we're going through in our family.
Yes.
We got to trust God and believe that he's going to bring us out. Glory
Amen.
God,
oh, glory to God. Oh, Lord, let me get where I'm finna go where you live. Hallelujah. How many? Somebody's out there listening to our voice right now. You've been praying. You've been crying. You in a storm because you don't know where your child is. You don't know what your child is doing. Even though you raised your child in the church, now your child is 15, 16, and they gone. And you're up here praying and crying and look like the storm is never going to be over. Elevate your mind, my brothers. Elevate your mind, my sisters. And instead of complaining and worrying, start praising God and start preparing yourself like the father did to the prodigal son. Start preparing for your child to return home. Start preparing yourself for that child's return. Hallelujah. You might be going through financial situations. Oh, Lord, every bill collector on the phone. Oh, Lord, they're calling you night and day. Can't get away from the bill collector. I say, elevate your mind. Instead of, come on, oh Lord, what am I going to do? Oh, gee, say, Lord, my God said he will supply all my need.
Yeah. Yeah.
My God says he will do exceedingly and abundantly more than I can even think or ask.
Yes.
Elevate your mind like brother said. Elevate your mind. Start speaking that scripture over yourself. Speak life over yourself. And then do what the song says. Tell that situation, hello, bye-bye, this is my exodus. I'm coming up out this storm. Because, see, I was given the victory way back there on Calvary. So I don't need to worry. I don't need to fret because I know God has got this right here. God got this. And my brother said, elevate your mind. Elevate your mind. You've been having issues with people on your job. They work in your last good holy nerve, okay?
Say it, bitch.
But instead
of
complaining and talking about, Lord, God, do something with them, elevate your mind. Learn how to love them through that. You know what I'm saying? Show them Jesus. The more ignorance they show you, the more Jesus you show them. Elevate your mind. Don't go where they're going.
Right on it.
Don't say what they're saying. Don't do what they're doing. Elevate your mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. You might have a family member that's out there on drugs, drinking alcohol. Instead of talking about them like junkyard dogs, instead of being a judgmental, why don't you try picking them up and taking them to an AA meeting or an NA meeting? Elevate your mind. What can you do to restore them?
Yeah.
Elevate your mind.
Say the truth.
Elevate your mind.
Say the truth. Yes, Lord.
Woo! Elevate your mind.
Yeah, elevate.
Because, see,
elevating
your mind is not just about raising yourself up. Elevating your mind includes raising up the next man and the next woman and the next one and the next one.
Yes.
See, my brother said, elevate your mind. Brother, you got me stirred. Okay. Y'all be firing me up over here. Let me stop. Jesus, this man done preached a good message. He done brought a good word, Lord Jesus. I don't need to repreach no word. But, brother, you just got me fired up over here, okay? People need to elevate their mind. Because we got too many people in the church that gossip, backbite, telling stories. We got too much jealousy in the church, pettiness in the church.
Yes.
Elevate your mind.
Hallelujah.
All this is, we saints of God, it's time for us to get rid of every weight, every schism, everything that stands between us and God, and between us and one another, and between one another.
Yes.
It's time for us to elevate our minds so that we can raise others up.
Yes.
So, my brother, I want to thank you. Thank you, my brother, for this rhema word, and it stirs my very soul because, you know, we got people, you know, I've actually heard Christians since this COVID say, wow, it looks like the devil is winning. Excuse you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind you of something. When Jesus got up out that grave, went down into hell and took back everything that belonged to his daddy, including the keys, which he is now given to us.
Yeah.
Satan was defeated.
Yeah, he was.
He has already defeated. He is going to remain defeated. He is never going to be victorious. I don't care what it looks like.
Good.
I don't care what it sounds like. We need to elevate our minds instead of complaining and getting afraid and beginning to doubt God. We need to go to him in prayer.
Yeah.
We need to speak his word over our lives. We need to speak his word over each other.
Yeah.
We need to pray according to his holy and righteous word. Because his word never comes back void. And his word does what it sets out to do. So if we love folk, one of the most loving things we can do for people to help them elevate their minds is to pray for them and to share that word with them. Because the more you know, the more you grow. Amen?
Amen.
So I just want to thank you, my dear brother. I know that a lot of people, there's a lot of people in here, but hey, they, you know, I realize that a lot of people do not, they might be a little bit nervous about speaking on global radio. But my brothers and my sister in the studio, I want you to know, we don't stand on formalities here. We, you know, if I wanted to, nobody is Oprah Winfrey here or Barbara Walters here. We're just people of God that love God and love his people. And I truly believe that there is power in our unity. And when the saints of God come together and we worship together and we touch and agree and we discuss God's word together, hallelujah, people, even more people can be blessed. Even more people can be saved. So right now what I'm going to do before we get out of here and give you all a few more minutes to decide whether or not you might like to have a word, I'm going to ask Pastor Ware to come and extend the invitation of salvation to our listeners all over the world, please. Thank you, sir.
If you don't know the Lord Jesus, Savior of your life, just bow your head for me as I pray this quick prayer over you and you receive salvation. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, those who don't know you, I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to come into their lives, Heavenly Father. Save them and deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it already being done. And just lift up your hands and just praise God for deliverance and being saved in your life.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you just prayed that prayer with Pastor Ware, we just want you to know that it is our firm desire, it is our fervent desire that you get into a Christ-centered, repentance teaching, preaching, transformation teaching church.
Mm-hmm.
And we also ask that you begin right now to study, to show yourselves approved. Because if you prayed that prayer, Jesus just entered your life and he had a welcome basket. And in that welcome basket, there are wonderful things like faith, grace, mercy, joy, peace, hallelujah, redemption, hallelujah. He has the best, Jesus has the best gifts to give. Eternal life is in that basket.
Yes.
Discernment is in that basket. Wisdom is in that basket. Knowledge is in that basket.
Yes.
And all you have to do, my brother or my sister, is to reach out and receive it. See, a gift is only a gift when it is used. You don't get a gift and sit it on the shelf. You get a gift, you open it up, and you use it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking you, as a family of servant leaders and as a family of believers, to please open yourself up to the Lord.
Elevate your mind. Allow him to teach you the wonderful things that he has for you, so that when the storms of life do come, and they will come, you will be able to stand. You will be able to stand and stand strong. You will be like, you will be able to do what my brother pastor said. You will be able to speak to the storm. Ha!
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, because see, and check this out. And the way you speak to the storm will be when you really standing in the word. Instead of, you know, you telling the storm about how bad it is, you're going to tell the storm about how great your God is.
Yes.
I see you, storm, but guess what? My God is bigger. My God is greater. My God is strong.
Yes.
Now
what? Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Are we good at rolling our eyes and popping our lips and rolling our necks at each other? If we did more of that to Satan,
uh-huh,
there wouldn't be so many of us out here drowning in the pews. So, beloved brothers and sisters, we pray that you take this word, apply this word to your daily life so that you can live an abundant life right now. Because when your mind is elevated, when you know that you know that you know, you won't be tossed to and fro with every whim of doctrine. You won't have those, you know, you won't be having panic attacks.
Yeah.
Okay? You know,
yeah.
Because have you ever noticed anything about Jesus never panicked. Jesus never rushed into anything. Jesus was very calm about everything he did. Even when he was telling people they wasn't about much, he was still very calm about it.
Yeah.
So in the times of storms, elevate your mind by remaining calm, praying the word, speaking the word, and believing the word. Amen. I just want to thank Pastor Ware, my brother, my friend. You did a phenomenal job. This was a phenomenal teaching and a very timely teaching. Because, like I said, so many today, you know, their lives are in chaos. Families are falling apart. COVID has tested everybody's nerves. So, you know, people are in that, you know, they just feel like they're at a breaking point. But if they hear this word on tonight, their hearts will truly be encouraged. So I just want to thank you. I want to thank my dear sister and the host of Walking in Virtue, Pastor Darcell, your beautiful wife, Pastor Darcell, for joining us and joining in. And we just praise God for all of you in the studio, all of you in all three of our chat rooms, all of you in Skype. And for those of you that are listening to Victors of Valor for the first time in Frankfurt, Germany, and the United Arab Emirates, and Costa Rica, and Belize, we want to say welcome. God bless you. We're glad that you are a part of the Spirit Alive family. So on behalf of myself, Pastor Eric Ware, and Pastor Darcell Ware, we pray that you have a beautiful and blessed weekend, that you continue to acknowledge Christ all that you do. And from our household of faith to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, beloved. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
I don't know.